Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Been able to run the ball pretty well. You know, play action pass game, I think it's been pretty good. Inside the numbers has been pretty good. Obviously, there's a lot of directions that you can go to try to clean things up. And, you know, it comes down to, again, just going out there and executing each and every given play call that Joe gives, but making sure that throughout the week we're straining in practice and finishing on plays. And sometimes it's the small things. You learn a lot from these losses that maybe you don't learn and win.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen right there, whose grandma told him she wants to see him smile more. So he's going to try and do that a little bit and get back to, you know, having some fun. And, you know, it's chicken and egg, right? You win, you score, you have fun. And hopefully the Bills will have a lot of fun on Sunday for Bills fans by scoring a lot of points and stopping the Carolina Panthers. They need to get back on the winning track. Sitting at 4-2 right now. The Chargers won last night to get to 4-3. And that was a game where I thought, you know, do you want the Chargers to win if you're a Bills fan? Because that's another team in the mix if you actually have to fight your way into the playoffs this year. Or do you want the Chargers to win? Yes, because that keeps the Chiefs down a little bit longer and farther, right? Could have looked at it either way, but either way, the Chargers took care of the Vikings. And now that sets up week 8 in the NFL, and we'll get to all of that a little bit later. In the meantime, welcoming your calls at 803-0550 here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you on a Buffalo Football Friday, brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash, call Celino. Call the 8s and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922. Bills head coach Sean McDermott will join me here shortly when he's done with another production meeting for television. He'll call up. We'll talk about the injuries, going back to Carolina, stopping the Panthers, and everything else that goes into the game on Sunday. David has been waiting patiently in Florida. David, thank you for waiting. I appreciate that. You're on WGR.
How you doing, Sal?
Good, thanks.
Show while you keep us all balanced through all these things.
I try.
I was in Atlanta. In fact, I went down to the sideline to try to catch it because I wanted to let you know that my wife and I are coming on the Legends Cruise. Look forward to meeting you.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate that. That Legends Cruise is great, and I'm glad you opened the door for me to give the plug, but, I mean, people got to get registered soon because spots are going fast, and, you know, you can't wait until January, February because we got to do all the paperwork and all that kind of stuff, and spots are going fast. So, yeah, BuffaloFootballLegends.com is the Legends Cruise. I'm glad you brought that up and hope to see you, and I'm sure I will, and it'll be fun.
Yeah, so about the game, I was in Atlanta, obviously, and, you know, I was just frustrated getting to watch. And, you know, as far as the defense goes, look, I expected the defense to be squishy until the first part of the season, especially, you know, hopefully to get healthy. And they'll be better. They'll be better. But to watch that offense for 2 weeks and, you know, have people talk about, wow, we need a wide receiver, we need this, we need that. You know what? We just need to scheme three guys open. You know, Kincaid, you know, Cook, and Shakir. And you watch other teams do it when they're down with players and this and that. Like, what happened with Cincinnati? What'd they do? They went to their best playmaker. They found a way to get the guy open. They just kept feeding the guy the ball, and it opens everything else up. And I'm so frustrated watching it because, yeah, it'd be great to have a burner wide receiver. We don't have the money to get the right guy. Don't buy another freaking, you know, retread. We got the talent. Just get him open. Get you know, when he had Cook off the field, I wanted to tear somebody's head off. It was so frustrating to watch. I mean, get the guy, you know, okay, he's not a great blocker, whatever. Put him in, you know, get him all, but make him a wide receiver. A guy catches the ball. Shakir catches the ball. And Kay catches the ball. Of course, you know, he was out for the game, but, you know, but you get my point. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those guys are great yak players too, you know, and, you know, it opens everybody else up. As far as Coleman goes, I watch him at Florida State. I'm a big Florida State fan. They got to do something different. He doesn't have the speed to be the wideout guy. He really doesn't. And get him in closer where he can, you know, use his body to make some plays and get things rolling, get some rhythm. But anyway, I was a little frustrated. I didn't call earlier in the week because of it. But anyway, but if you could let me hang on so I could hear your response, I'd appreciate it. Because I don't
know. I hear you. I think it's you know, it's one thing to say scheme him up, and I don't disagree. But it's, you know, you're also going against defensive coordinators and NFL players who are going to try to prevent that, right? So it's not as easy as just scheming up. You still have to win. You still have to be able to do that. You can draw up all the plays in the world. Every single football coach and person who's played Madden, David, has drawn up all the plays in the world that everybody's open. Well, but you still have to be able to do that. And then you also have to protect your quarterback. And I think that was an issue, obviously, against Atlanta.
Yeah, and that was frustrating, too, because, you know, clearly they were coming after him and stuff like that. But, and we're running the ball down their throat. And it's like we went away from it. And it's like, you know, you got, you know, what happened to the quick, you know, two-step, boom, hit the play, two-step, hit the play. And I, man, it was just frustrating to watch. And boy, I'll tell you something, you can't say enough about Bills Mafia. Man, well, we represented there, and it's a damn shame, you know, we didn't play well because, man, it was I couldn't believe the amount of people that were there. It was amazing.
And wait till this weekend. You going to the game in Charlotte? You're down there south.
No. Actually, we rerouted this into our trip south. I'm a snowbird, you know, and so I live in Hamlin, New York. I call you from there sometimes too. But we routed it down through to Atlanta. I got family in Atlanta, and you know, so we caught that game, and then we're probably going to go to the Miami game down here this year.
All right.
That might be it for the season. So.
Well, listen, man. Thank you very much, David, and thanks for signing up for that cruise. It's going to be a great, great time. We're going to celebrate Thurman's 60th birthday on the cruise together. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to really meeting you and stuff like that. So I love you, man.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. Thank you. That's really cool. Really nice of him. Anyway, yeah, go to BuffaloFootballLegends.com. I've been promoting it here, and we're going on a cruise. And I'll be kind of doing all the Bills-themed stuff with the Buffalo Football Legends. Thurman Thomas, Steve Tasker, Don Beebe, Scott Norwood, Butch Roll is coming. Del Reed, a 26 shirts is coming. We got Pinto Ron now signed up on the we secured him as one of the you know, call him, he's a legend. He's a Buffalo football legend. Anyway, it's going to be really fun, and I'll be doing a lot of the, like I said, kind of the cruise director type stuff for a meet and greet night and a dinner. We're going to have dance parties. It's going to be really cool, and we're celebrating Thurman's 60th. It's in May next year, going down to the Caribbean, May 10th through 17th, leaving out of Miami, going down to the British Virgin Islands. It's going to be a great time. Check it out, BuffaloFootballLegends.com. But you really do have to get on it soon, folks. Spots are going fast. 803-0550 is the telephone number to call if you want to get in here fast as well. Talking Buffalo Bills, Carolina Panthers on Sunday. Sean McDermott will be calling us shortly when he's available. We'll ask him about injuries and who to expect to play or maybe not play in the game on Sunday. At this point, Daquan Jones, Joshua Palmer, and Taylor Rapp, none have practiced this week. So I would think that that would mean, you know, trending towards not playing, but we'll see. Maybe he doesn't rule any out. Maybe he says one or two or all could even practice today. Would seem unlikely, at least with the first two, because we know that Jones and Palmer were termed week to week earlier this week by the head coach. Day to day is where is what he said for pretty much everybody else. So we'll see where that goes. 803-0550. Henry is in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hi, Henry.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
I was commenting on the fact that Allen really seems off his game. He looks like nothing like he did two or three years ago. Last two or three years, I should say. I don't know if it's because they don't want him to run. He doesn't want to run. He's not, I don't know what it is. The offensive line isn't as good, which is amazing. After the last 2 years, they were the best in the league, but with the same players.
What do you see when you say that? When you say off his game, like what part of his game do you think seems off to you? Or is it just them, like you say, not running or whatever, but what part of his game seems off to you?
Well, it appears to me like his completion percentage is way down. His interception rate's way up. He's throwing into coverage that he hasn't been doing for the last two or three years.
He didn't throw an interception until the New England game. And I'm sorry, the Saints game when he threw one way down the field. He was actually had gone a long, long time without throwing an interception going back to last year. I have to look at the actual numbers on that. I'm not sure if that's the case, the completion percentage. You know, some of it, though, Henry, is how much, I think here's the debate, right, Henry, which is how much is it the things you're talking about versus how much is it guys not getting open that he can rely on to throw the ball to and be open in spots, right? I think that's the chicken and egg debate we're having here.
Well, to be honest with you, I really think they should have kept, I can't think of his name, the guy, Hollins. They should have kept him. They should have made a concerted effort to keep him.
2 years, up to $10 million. You good with that? That's what he got from New England.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd be willing to pay him $5, $6 million.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. Well, that would have been. Yeah, he got four a year plus an extra two possible.
I'm more concerned about the fact that they spent 11 or 12 or whatever on Cook, and he's real good. But they probably could have pulled up another running back, not the same quality, but they probably could have invested a lot of that money into a receiver.
Yeah, I can't get with you on that one. I think James Cook, as much as I was even of the mindset of, I don't know if you want to pay him that money, I think that they made the right call by paying James Cook what they did. I mean, he's been fantastic. Up until the last couple of weeks, he's been an offensive player of the year conversation. That's how good James Cook has been. But I hear you. I mean, I think with Mac Hollins, it was, they wanted him back. And they made an effort to bring him back. But he got an extra year and more money from the Patriots. So, you know, from reports, the way it sounded, the Bills had a year, you know, on the table for him. He took 2 years. And he got $8.4 million in base plus an ability to gain an extra and earn an extra $2 million, which is 10.4 over 2 years. It's quite a bit for a guy that's going to be, yeah, I know he led the Bills in receiving touchdowns last year, but he's not a main target. He's in the blocking game a lot, and he was somebody who did help a lot in those areas. Blocking, special teams, no doubt. 803-0550 is the telephone number to call if you want to jump on board. I'm looking at now, let me see where Josh is as far as completion percentage compared to last year. Just want to make sure I get this right. So qualifying leaders, Josh Allen, completion percentage right now, 68.5% right now. That is eighth in the NFL. Last year, Josh Allen, completion percentage was 63.6. So that is not accurate. He has a 5% higher completion percentage right now than he did for last year as a whole. Go back to 2023. His completion percentage was 66.5. He is higher now than he has been at either point at the end of either of the last 2 years. So for the caller who just called and said it seems like his completion percentage is down, not accurate. It is up. He has thrown a couple interceptions lately. I think a lot of those, the one against New Orleans was a deep ball kind of being forced deep when he thought, and by the way, a great play by the DB on that play. And then, I don't even say forced deep. He threw the ball deep and Keon Coleman was there. Great play by the DB, but Atlanta forced one over the middle and then one gets batted up in the air and intercepted as well at the end of the game. Okay, we'll take a timeout here. When we come back, Bills head coach Sean McDermott should be available to join us here on the Nortown Automotive Extra Point Show. We'll get an injury update for Sunday against the Carolina Panthers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.